WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Donald Trump's latest campaign promise, if he's reelected,
we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
Starting, he says, with the Haitians he claims are eating people's pet dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. President Biden calling that language
simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
Kamala Harris courting voters in a crucial swing state. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has that.
Vice President Harris made her 12th trip to Pennsylvania. Its 19 electoral votes offer more than any other battleground state.
I feel very strongly that you got to earn every vote. And that means spending time with folks in the communities where they live. And so that's why I'm here.
The Pope's expressed disapproval of both Trump and Harris, saying through an interpreter,
they are both against life. The one who throws away the migrants, as well as the one who kills children. Both are against life. Who is the lesser of two evils? That lady or that gentleman? I don't know.
President Biden met British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House Friday discussing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's plea to allow his forces to hit targets inside Russia with Western-made long-range missiles. Here's CBS's Wei Jiajing.
They've already been using these, but not directly into the heart of Russia. And Zelensky argues that he believes having the opportunity to do that could be a game changer with regard to winning this war.
That meeting ended with no public commitment to grant Zelensky's wish. Boeing workers are spending a second day on the picket line, CBS's Carter Evans reports.
The company says machinists who make about $75,000 a year would be making six figures by the end of the new contract. But workers on the picket line say those increases are based on wages that were negotiated 16 years ago.
We just want a fair share of the pot.
In the Seattle area, where the median cost for a home is more than $800,000, these union workers say Boeing just doesn't pay enough.
What happens when an endangered species isn't endangered anymore?
The Biden administration has asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that lifted remaining Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in the U.S. If successful, the move would allow hunting in the Great Lakes region. It's opposed by the Sierra Club, Center for Biological Diversity, Humane Society of the United States, and other groups. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
You're listening to CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Congress has about 2 weeks to pass a bill to keep the federal government running. Advocates say they hope consumer protection efforts don't face budget cuts. Mike Mohn reports.
Over the summer, House Republicans floated cuts in certain areas, including a 27% funding decrease for the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the timing couldn't be worse for that type of move.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
Last month, the agency co-hosted the first meeting of a task force about whether companies are price gouging and the impact on consumers. GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want a financial services bill that prioritizes combating terrorism financing, maintaining the integrity of financial markets, and spurring small business growth. Witte contends the FTC has made progress in standing up for consumers with great efficiency. She points to the proposed click-to-cancel rule that would remove barriers for people worried about recurring charges for an unwanted subscription for a service or product.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting on things like unnecessary subscriptions.
And the state-level organization Opportunity Wisconsin has also cited concerns about consumer protections being gutted. It's unclear if any of the budget ideas floated over the past several months will find their way into a final spending plan. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday, with highs near 80.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week, as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. It is time for hour number two of Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. It is a gorgeous night. And I don't know what you want to call it, summer, fall, whatever, but I was just down by the river and just a beautiful atmosphere here tonight in downtown Green Bay. Hope it's great wherever you are. I'm sure it is. Jimmy Cusca. That's a busy guy, Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
But he loves it.
He's a grinder.
He's a grinder. He said so himself. Jim from Appleton on the text line. Our question of the night, due for a quick revisit here. Our question of the night is, are you superstitious? What superstitions do you adhere to or are you scared of? Let us know. And we kind of have a subsequent question, too, about sex. And Jim from Appleton has weighed in twice now, which means he's got sex on the brain tonight. He says, 5 minutes of cuddling. I don't count that into the experience. That is all night after, like you're cuddling kind of the rest of the night. So the breakdown is at least half an hour of foreplay and 10 minutes of boot slapping and all night cuddling. That's a commitment. Jim's not in a rush. He'll take his time, though. Sherry says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Or no, she says, hi, Pete and Conrad are friends, with two heart emojis. Sherry's so sweet. I don't know, man. Yeah, that sex thing is disturbing. The Shannon Sharp thing, I think it's so odd. And I feel like I'm the only person who has not broadcasted myself somehow having sex in this entire country. It's like just a rite of passage. Everybody has a sex tape.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that when I saw the video.
You saw the video?
Yeah, like you didn't see anything.
You can't really see anything, right?
You just heard what was going on. And this was at like 10 a.m.
What did you hear? The girl saying, can I call you Sterling?
I sent it to some of my friends. I said, if you're at work, don't.
Not
watch
safe
this yet.
For work. Yeah.
Watch this later on in
it's
the day.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
This is kind of an odd dude. And not as weird as Skip Bayless, but weird.
Oh, Skip Bayless is.
He's brutal.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, here's what I wanted to talk about. This drives me crazy in movies. A guy's in his own house. He hears something. Let me just ask you this, Conrad. What do you do if you hear something in your house?
Depends on the noise, I guess.
What if you think you have an intruder? What do you do? You're laying in bed. You hear something. You're almost certain someone has broken into your house.
I don't know. It's kind of difficult. Because, like, I want to go check it out, but at the same time, what if someone actually is there?
You are on your home court. If I have an intruder, I don't get up in my boxer shorts and go traipsing around the house looking for the armed intruders. I find a corner in my house and I wait. Because your safety is the only thing that really matters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, take whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, I care, but in every movie, better go check this out, hon. The guy just gets slaughtered.
That's, yeah, I mean, if we're talking about that, we could talk about, since it is Friday the 13th, how stupid those actors are in there.
Yeah. I remember once I was, oh, this is interesting, actually. I was watching a Friday the 13th movie, and they're in, these a bunch of teenagers. I don't remember which one it was. I've only seen like two of them, but these teenagers are in a kitchen, and they're trying to keep, is it Jason or Freddy Krueger? No, it's Jason,
yes.
Right? And, okay. So they have a gun. They use the gun to blockade the door. I remember being in the theater going, oh my God. I was like 22. And some guy close says, hey, shut up, will you? Like, we know it's stupid, but we don't need your commentary. And he was absolutely 100% right. I was cocky, young, you know. Oh my God, that drove me crazy.
Well, what if, you know, maybe there was no bullets in there?
There were, trust me. It's like, they wouldn't have written something that smart. All right. So last weekend, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Manitowoc for Sputnik Fest, which was a really cool thing. I didn't even know it existed before last week. And Amanda Nimmer, who works here at WGBW, she's one of our amazing producers and works on Mino and the Mayor and works on this show and does all of our social media stuff. She told me all about it. She set it up so that I would be a judge, and her son, who I think I want to say is about 3 or 4, won second place in the kids' costume pageantry. I probably voted for him, not even knowing it was Amanda's child. And then after I gave him his certificate, he ran over and gave her a big hug. I'm like, no way. And there was no tomfoolery. Like, I had no idea. The fix was not in. But I did, while I was there, I collected some sounds from the fest. Sounds of Sputnik Fest. And we have some here tonight we will play for you. We've got about 5 or 6 quick little clips here that we'll play. Let's do Mr. This is the guy who worked at the Burger and Brat tent that I spoke with, who's a very nice guy.
What do you do here at Sputnik Fest?
Our rotary conducts the brats and burger tent. The brats and burgers are all made, prepared here, grilled here. We do a great job. But the outstanding item is our Sputnik burger, which is turned into a tradition. It's on a green bun, specially made for Sputnik Fest, and you get a brat and a burger and lots of cheese and just a whole lot of flavor.
Do you think brats and burgers are going to catch on here in Wisconsin eventually?
Oh, I think so. We're right on the cusp. I think it's going to get there.
So are you saying you put the burger and the brats on the same sandwich?
On the same sandwich, yes.
Yeah. Do you have anybody on the grounds that can do the Heimlich maneuver? Are you ready for something?
Well,
is it hard to negotiate around some of the masks with the burger to get through the mouth hole? Is that maybe
that's a trick. That's
yeah.
A trick, yes.
It smells really good over here.
Well, it does. It smells.
That one, the way that music was loud.
Yeah, whoever, was that the band that we played that one night?
I don't know.
Oh.
It didn't seem that loud when I was playing it. All right. Our next clip is, this is me talking to the eventual winner of the adult contest costume. When I say adult contest, I just mean for grownups. It has nothing to do with adult entertainment. But her name was Danielle, and she was great. And she ultimately ended up winning. She had a great costume. She had sparkles on. She really was getting into it. A lot of people were getting into it. But here's my quick chat with Danielle.
My name is Danny.
All right, this is a great getup you have, Danny.
Thank you.
Very nice. What are you supposed to be, though?
So basically, I'm just like a little alien kind of person. I mean, I don't really have a backstory set, but all I know is that I'm from a planet that cannot be named.
It can win?
It can't be named.
Oh.
Discreet information.
That's very clever.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get this costume?
I love sparkles.
Yeah.
I love sparkles. I'm a competitive dancer, and this is basically part of a costume from one of my old dances, and I just put it all together, and I was like, looks like an alien, all right.
Contest?
Yes,
all right.
I am.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
I'm one of the judges. I do take bribes, so
okay.
Keep that in mind, okay? She gave me a C note, and she won. And you know what? There's nothing they can do about it now because it's over. The statute of limitations on bribing a judge for Sputnik Fest has already expired. No, she was great. I found out talking to her. They have so much makeup on some of these. She's a kid. She was 17 years old. And you could have told me she was 50, and I would have had no idea. But she was ultimately the winner. Here is my chat with Mary, the runner-up, who had some heavy artillery on her and some pretend, I hope they were pretend guns.
You got some serious firepower there. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. All right, it looks more intimidating than it is. Are you in the next contest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your favorite part about Sputnik Fest?
Dressing up.
What's that?
Dressing up. I love dressing up.
Dressing up,
like
okay.
Like what she said, Halloween is like my favorite time of year.
So,
anytime I can dress up costume.
That was Mary. She took second. And then I met some older women who were a lot of fun. They were having a great time. They were pretty soused. So let's play that next.
I'm here with
Shelly.
Angie.
Terry.
Jerry. And Judy. How are you ladies doing today? Good? You having a good time here?
Yeah.
All right. You got a cigarette. You going to light that up? Let's be honest. Smoking is cool.
Where's your name? I love you.
Well, my name is right here. I am married, but if I wasn't, you and I would be smoking together. You know that, right?
We could still smoke together.
And what is the best thing you've seen here today so far?
People,
yeah.
I just saw a whole bunch of kids dressed up, walking around.
Don't you think this would be more fun if kids weren't allowed, though?
Is that all we have from the older women?
Yeah.
They were that one woman was hammered. She was so much fun. And she said she met her husband. What she said was her husband was driving by when Sputnik fell. I met like three people that all had some connection to that night that claimed they were there. They can't all be telling the truth. It's like, all right, here is another guy I met who was a volunteer from Michigan. His name was State, and he was a very cool guy.
Are you from Manitowan?
Yes, I lived here. No, not lifelong. I moved here about 18 years ago, and I do love the city, but I'm going to be retiring next year and moving back to Michigan. But I will try and get back here 2 to 3 times a year to do some of the projects and things that I normally do, this being one of them.
Let me tell you something about Michigan. It's a lovely state, but they haven't had jack fall from the sky in their state from the Russian side.
No.
You see, you're doing okay here, I think.
Yes.
It has
a lot of potential. Manitowoc really does.
I agree.
It's a great place and it has a lot of potential.
Where in Michigan do you go back to?
Port Huron, north of Lake Detroit.
All right, and then finally, I talked to Jenna Watkins, who was on the show last night. She represented the pageant that she was part of. Do we have enough time for Jenna?
We can do right as the next segment opens.
Let's do that. Okay, so it's people are buying gelato by the bucketful here in downtown Green Bay. They're walking by shoving ice cream in their pie holes. People are out by the river. It's a beautiful night, and it's great to have you with us here on Nightlight. Coming right back with our final clip from Sputnik Fest, and then Terry Barr. It's a bar band Friday night at 7:35. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My friend Mike says, I always throw salt over my shoulder. That's a good one. That's kind of like knocking on wood. That's for good luck, though. That's not, I don't think that's one, a superstition that would like scare you. It's Friday the 13th, and we're talking a little bit about superstitions. And if there are any that you adhere to, please don't hesitate to contact us. Let us know. I do not walk under ladders.
Yep.
And I will try not to have a black cat cross my path. You know what? And it's weird because... A couple, and I wasn't joking before. If I see a black cat heading for the road, I'll try to like kind of get around it just because I'm OCD. But if it walks in, if it like does make it in front of my car, I don't spend the whole night going, oh no. You know what I mean? I just move on with my life. So I don't know what my deal is there.
You know, I forgot to tell you mine actually.
Yeah.
I wear the same Speedo every day.
Is that right?
Yep.
But you wash it every day, correct?
No.
Oh, you don't. You just wait for it to get up and walk away on its own from... Listen, I have... This is so horrible. I've got a story. Okay, when I was in... I think I was right out of college, and I just started doing stand-up, and my buddy was in dental school, and I went and stayed with him, and we went out and hit the bars in Milwaukee. He was at Marquette, and he had broken his ankle or sprained it like 2 weeks earlier. So he's still on the crutches, pretty bad sprain or break, whatever it was. And we go out, we go back to his place. He was in this apartment on Marquette's campus for like graduate students. And I slept in his couch and I woke up in the morning and the smell was so bad. And I went to the bathroom. I thought I was going to vomit and it wasn't from drinking. The smell was so bad. And I look over in the corner and his jock strap is in the corner, and it had been sitting there for 2 weeks because he hadn't done anything on his ankle. So I'm like, that's probably what he was wearing when he hurt his ankle, and the stench was so bad. So
that's gross.
You know, it's just as gross. You wearing the same Speedo every day.
Well,
and why are you wearing a bathing suit under trousers?
I don't know. Just
in case,
more natural feel. I don't know.
Just in case you got to swim for something. Ed the Diver is out there by the river. I saw him and Christy Barlamin. If Ed goes down to get some lures or pull out a bike or something from the river, you could help him. Is there someone in a bathing suit? Yes, right here. And you just whip off your pants like you're Superman and dive into the Green Bay River. What is this river out here, by the way? Do we know?
Is it the, you know,
it should
honestly,
be the Green Bay River. It should
is
be
it the Fox River?
You know what it probably is? Because the Fox River is huge, and it comes to the mouth right here. That's got to be the Fox River, right?
I believe so.
Let's go to the Google. We've got one more clip to play from Sputnik Fest last weekend.
It is Fox River.
It is the Fox River?
Yep.
Okay. Got to clear that up. Not that it matters.
No, it's very crucial.
It's a lovely river. But one of the other judges, Jenna Watkins, was nice enough to talk to me after the contest, so I interviewed her and got her thoughts on Sputnik Fest.
Talking to Miss Harbor Cities.
Jenna Watkins.
Jenna Watkins. We judged together. That was very exciting. It was nice to meet you and be a judge with you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Did you take any bribes? You can be honest.
I did not, but I will say I was looking at the costumes all day long. I was secretly picking out like, okay, what would I look for like if they were to walk across the stage?
Oh my gosh, you did your homework. I did not work that hard at this. I will be honest. What was your favorite part about Sputnik Fest?
Honestly, seeing the camaraderie and all of the different costumes. I got a picture with Darth Vader and his stormtroopers, and I have to say, as someone who's always loved Star Wars, was pretty cool.
That was just people in a costume. You know that, right?
No, it wasn't. It was the actual Darth Vader.
That was Jenna Watkins. She was on the show last night. She's Miss Harbor Cities for like another week. Then she has to give up her title, and she does cybersecurity. And I'm not going to lie. I asked her to be on the show because I thought, okay, I haven't really had like a beauty contestant on the show yet because I don't know many beauty contestants. I know you went for, what did you, were in that contest, former high school fullbacks or something like that. Calendar. But Jenna was very nice. And when she started talking about cybersecurity, that absolutely fascinated me. Because I cannot imagine what a day like that would be like at work. It's got to be so intense.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, just the way she was very passionate about it, though.
She really was. And yeah. That's, you know, she said that was the whole reason she wanted to be Miss Harbor City. But she's so positive. Like, I don't think you used this part, but I said I saw a woman walking around here with another sash that said Miss Harbor Counties. Is there a rivalry there? Obviously joking. And she said, you know what? I just support anyone who has a platform. I was like, I was kidding, Jenna. Like, but she had a great sense of humor. She laughed at my jokes. So I asked her to come on the show. Conrad laughs at my jokes. Anyone sometimes. Who laughs at my jokes is welcome on the show. Let's keep that in mind. So we've got, what else have we got? I'm going to check out this this movie, Killer's Game, opens with David Bautista today. And I think it's on Netflix, right?
No.
Is it theaters?
Peacock.
Or Peacock. Okay.
Yeah, I believe seen it there.
So Todd sent this out. It was the trailer. And, you know, I kind of joke about athletes being in movies. And David Bautista, not that pro wrestling, those guys are athletes. I wouldn't put them in the same conversation as like basketball, football players, whatever. But David Bautista is a interesting guy to watch. He has a quality. He was in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and he's very funny. He's carrying this movie. He is now the lead. And no surprise, it's a movie about a hitman, so it's probably within his comfort zone. But the trailer, it looks really good. He looks good. He goes to like a broker and says he wants to take a contract out on someone. And she says, who? And he says, me, because he finds out he's dying. And then he finds out that same person who is hired to kill him is going after his ex, I believe. So he has to kill that guy before. So it's an interesting plot. I mean, it's a hitman movie, but I did watch the trailer. And I gotta say, I'm gonna watch it probably this weekend.
I think I will as well after Beer and Bacon Fest.
Oh yeah, so you're going to that? We couldn't get them on the show though. They didn't want to come on the show.
It's a shame, but you know, I'm still gonna enjoy bacon tomorrow.
I don't understand that. You want more people at Beer and Bacon Fest?
I would imagine.
You think so, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I would. I would totally. I mean, whatever. So you think there's just like got like a tray of bacon and a keg of beer?
Just be that like too. That's
a little more involved. Not that anyone would complain. Just stick their grubby fingers in there and wolf down some bacon.
It's in the middle of a baseball field.
Is it seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm just saying that's where the keg and the bacon is.
You know what we should do? We should try to find a score check on Jimmy's game because he literally snuck away. Let's do that. Let's Google basketball. Basketball? Am I saying that right?
Basketball? Basketball?
Basketball. Yeah. We could probably find out a score, right? Let's try to find a score during the news. Okay. So it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. That means one thing. Terry Barr, Civic Media All-Star, will be here in just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news broadcast. Terry will join us with some new music and some sparkling conversation. And we will ask Terry if she has any superstitions. What do you think? Do you think Terry's a superstitious person?
I don't know. I think yes. I'm going to go yes.
I'll say no, just to play devil's advocate. She seems like, you know, she's kind of a rural, no-nonsense girl. I'm going to say no. So we'll see who's right.
Okay.
It'll come right down to it. And if I'm right, Conrad has to do the rest of the show in a Speedo. And he is
well, we're
fully
already doing
prepared.
That next Friday. So.
He's fully prepared for that. Yes, we are. All right, this is Beach Wabba at Nightlight, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. CBS News brief. Donald Trump's campaign promise, if reelected,
we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
Starting, he says, with the Haitians he claims are eating people's pet dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. President Biden calling that language
simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
Kamala Harris is campaigning in swing state Pennsylvania today. Will President Biden allow Ukraine's President Zelensky to hit targets inside Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles? CBS's Weijia Jiang has that.
Zelensky argues that he believes having the opportunity to do that could be a game changer with regard to winning this war.
No decision announced yet. And day two of the Boeing strike.
I absolutely love working for Boeing. I mean, it's a phenomenal company. We just need to make some adjustments, is all.
The workers rejected a 25% pay hike offer is too little, too late. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucky gets Bama. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers play Alabama today in college football. Head coach Luke Fickell said that they feel prepared for everything they will see today.
I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged in ways. But, you know, it's harder when all of a sudden Saturdays come.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. in Madison. The Brewers got a two-run home run from Rhys Hoskins and beat Arizona 2-1 on Friday night. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, moved Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis is expected to be the starter when the Packers take on the Colts on Sunday. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday, with highs near 80.
Right now, it's 55.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Reacting to recent partisan voter registration purges and rule changes from state officials, legislatures, and election boards, September 10th, the U.S. Department of Justice reminded states of their responsibilities under the federal National Voter Registration Act. Following Georgia's questionable rollout of its voter registration cancellation request portal and late voter purges by officials in North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, and other states, DOJ Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark issued this video statement.
The right to vote is the root of all our freedoms. The United States Department of Justice is determined to protect that right, but we need your help. If you believe that your name has been improperly removed from the list of registered voters, please file an online complaint with the Civil Rights Division or call us at 1-800-253-3931. In fact, you should alert us promptly to any effort to interfere with your right to vote.
Simultaneously, DOJ issued a pointed guidance on when, how, and under what circumstances a voter's registration can be purged under the National Voter Registration Act. We have resources where you can check your registration status and the DOJ's contact information at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, weekend happenings along the Wisconsin campaign trail. And we'll talk about how the Packers did at their home opener at Lambeau Field.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bard Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It is Bard Band Friday night. My favorite time of the week, and we welcome, as Todd just told us, the host of Max Inc. Radio, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Pete. I'm good. Happy Friday to you and all the listeners and Conrad. It's good to be with you guys.
It's great to have you here. It's great to, and it's fun that you're here on Fridays. It's like a little holiday every week. It's kind of like a big deal, right? We make a big deal about it. It's fun.
You sure do, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Terry, are you superstitious?
You know, it really depends. Are you thinking of something in particular?
Well, it's Friday the 13th, and our question tonight is, what superstitions do you adhere to? Like, do you not walk under a ladder, or do you feel like something bad is going to happen if you break a mirror, or a black cat crosses, that kind of stuff? And Conrad said he thought you would be superstitious, and I said, you know, Terry's kind of a no-nonsense girl from a rural area of Wisconsin. I thought you wouldn't be.
Aha. You know what I am superstitious about? And it's not all those typical, you know, step on a crack and don't walk under the ladder and all of those.
Yeah.
Mine is, if my team, say the Brewers, are doing well and I wore a certain shirt that day they won, I'll keep wearing the shirt for every game. But then you freak out when they lose and it's like, now what am I supposed to wear?
Now they lost and I smell like a rodeo. So... time to do a load. That's a great answer.
I know that's odd, but yeah.
We were talking about that before, about how athletes will wear the same socks, you know, yes, if they're on a hitting streak or a pitchers or winning or something like that. So that's actually a great, I don't know. Does that mean you won though, Conrad, or me? Because technically, I guess that's a superstition.
Yeah. So I don't have to wear a Speedo right now.
All right, yeah, because Terry, if Conrad lost, he just said earlier on the show he wears a Speedo every day under his pants.
He does not.
That's my superstition.
I think it's weird, too. But, you know, in case he ever has to come to the rescue or jump into a pool for some reason, that can happen. It's happened to all of us on a daily basis. So anyway, I think you just saved him a lot of embarrassment.
He needs to get those Velcro pants that you just pull off.
Yes.
So he could just go run and jump in the pool then.
Like Superman. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how are you? Are you having a good week?
Yeah. I think it's having the full week after having a week where you got an extra day off.
Yeah.
And that week went so fast and you feel like you didn't get enough done. And then this week felt like, oh, come on.
I know. That is a great way to put it. Absolutely.
And it's, yep.
So we've earned
this
Friday.
Otherwise, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
We made it.
Exactly. We make it every week. We barely get there. We limp to the finish line, but we're there. And now we've got some good music to help us cross that finish line. So,
yeah, it's going to be a little different tonight.
Yes.
This gentleman lives in Madison now, moved to Madison about 20 years ago. But Tom Castle is his name, and he describes himself as a maritime music performer. Started doing this type of music in 1977.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's also a sailing captain. He's traveled the world. He has sailed all of the Great Lakes. He has helped create maritime festivals all around the Great Lakes. And of course, then he usually performs at those as well.
Yeah.
But he also takes people out because he's a captain. He can take people out that want to go, you know, out and see the Great Lakes.
Okay.
And I only picture, and I really want to ask him, if they, you know, get out so far into the water and then the captain changes his hat to, now I'm going to be a musician and sing you a few songs. That's what I picture.
I love that. And then who's manning the big wheel that steers the boat while he's picking and grinning, you know?
I didn't get that far in the thought process.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, he has a very unique sound. And like you said, it's very different. And I think it's so fun to change things up every once in a while.
Okay.
He said also, I just kind of did a Wikipedia thing. He sure. says his passions are more diverse and include theatrical projects ranging from a role in Henry IV to a political pundit in God Help Us with the legendary Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
What the heck?
I knew that would catch your eye if you looked him up. And I also had some notes to share if you did not see that. But I knew that you would. Yeah. Theater, movies. He does voiceovers. He does a little bit of everything.
And he's got, it says, film projects like Francisco Torres' Delight in the Mountain with Richard Reilly, who has been on the show. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of the show as well. Wisconsin, got an actor from Wisconsin. You'd know him if you saw him. And Tom Wopat.
I know.
From the Dukes. He's a Wisconsin guy, too. That's so cool.
You're just bringing it all together. Look
it's
at
all
that.
All ties together. It. Yeah.
So, yeah, it really does. At some point, it's kind of a weird circle of life, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. So he's got this really unique sound. What do you want to play first? Because the Onion song made me laugh, and the Cuckoo's, I mean, they're both very amusing songs.
Yes. And I think I want to go with Cuckoo first, just because the Onion song also made me laugh, and maybe that's a really fun way to end this.
That's a great, great plan. All right. So this is Tom Castle by way of Terry Barr on Nightlight Bar Band Friday night. Let's hear the Cuckoo song.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's pretty bird. And she sings as she flies, but she never sings cuckoo till the 4th day of July, the 4th of July. And the nightingale sings so high in the tree, and sometimes she's singing just for me. Yeah, she's singing just for me. And if I was all a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing and follow the vessel my true love sails in, my true love sails in. And the hummingbird outside my window has the purest of tone, but she never will sing unless she thinks that she's alone. She thinks that she's alone. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she sings as she flies, but she never sings cuckoo till the 4th day of July, till the 4th of July.
That was pretty fun.
Doesn't it make you feel like you should get up and do some kind of a funky dance with it or something?
Yeah, he's got like that. And now that I know that about the maritime background, I could totally hear him singing like, what do you do with a drunken sailor? You know, he's got that very kind of authoritative captain style voice, I guess.
Does. That's perfect. And he says all of his stories are from something that he's seen or he has done. So basically all the songs he writes are the story of his life and the things that he has noticed.
Yeah, he's got a very folk outlook, it seems like. And sort of, I'm just at his website right now. And this is from a couple of years ago, but the Effigies music video by Francisco Torres, Tom Castle, author, performer, a look at the toppling of statues and the changing attitudes that accompany these events, especially with our own Lady Forward in Madison, Wisconsin. How did he end up in Madison? Because he's not originally from Wisconsin, right? Do you know?
He is not. He actually grew up in Chicago.
Okay.
And so he's got a lot of ties in Chicago. But I think what he ended up doing was choosing Madison because he was getting a lot of shows booked in Wisconsin and also up around the Great Lakes. So he was looking for a more central spot so he could either quickly cruise to the south or quickly head up nice. North and do these festivals or, you know, sail his boat.
So he actually is like he's a boat guy. He's a boatsman and he's out on the on the Great Lakes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And he does take people with him. So I don't know much about how he arranges that, but his website looks like it's pretty good when it comes to anything you might want to know about him. He's got like a little section about it.
Well, and he's holding a 12-string guitar, which I think is so cool. I don't know if he was playing it in that last song, but I'm a big Gordon Lightfoot fan. I love the 12-string guitar. It just brings a fullness to the sound that I just absolutely love. Now, is Tom Castle going to be on your show, Terry?
Or yes.
Okay. Is he there tomorrow night?
Yes, he will be live in the lair. Nice. That is our live in-studio concert from 9 to 10 o'clock every Saturday night. And I'm really excited about this because he seems like he's going to have so much to tell us. He could probably do the entire show, actually.
Wow. Yeah, he's been around so long. Do you know anything else about his musical history or what brought him to where he is right now?
No, that's all some of the things we'll probably dive into, its backstory and how he started playing, because everything I've read and from what I understand, he was a sailor first and then picked up music in 1977 to go along with the sailing, probably to write his stories into songs.
That's
so
great.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's got a ton of shows coming up, too, if people are interested. He's going to be playing in Platteville, Eau Claire, this final summer festival in Madison, the Willie Street Fair. Then he's got some shows up in Superior. So
you
can see he kind of is everywhere.
He seems like he should be the Great Lakes guy.
I like it.
I think we can squeeze this next song in before the break, too. It's called The Onion Song, and it's great. And this is Tom Castle, brought to us from Terry Barr.
There once was violent scene on my old TV. The news you get from David and Chet was all that you could see. But now one source has deemed the news it's fit to be by Kennedy, Beck, and what the heck, the entire GOP. Now it seems to me, in the 21st century, all the glamour and the glitter from Facebook and Twitter, there's so much for us to see. News, internet, by phone, news budget stripped to the bone, like the Monitor and Journal and graffiti around the urinal, they're in a class all of their own. Cause you can't fool me, I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion. I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion, for all my news. So take a tip from me, I'm sure you will agree, don't place your bet on news from the net or Al Jazeera. The Onion is by far more fair than NPR or the BBC or UNE or pundits at our bar. Cause you can't fool me, I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion. Oh, you can't fool me, I'm sticking to the onion, I'm sticking to the onion for all my news. The best reporting of its age, where the kinky romantic sage is the best news source. Why, yes, of course, it says so on the very first page. Its humor is the best, it's accurate more or less,
never gleaned discourse from just one source, or else just old as S. Cause you can't fool me.
We'll be back to talk about this song and break it down with Terry Barr and Barman right now.
I'm sick to the onion. Oh, you can't fool me. I'm sick to the onion. I'm sick to the onion for all my news.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're back. It's Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight. Terry Barr is here, and as always, bringing us great music and great conversation. Terry, you can't fool me. I'm sticking to the onion. That's such a great, brilliant lyric in its own. It's just, I love it.
And how he starts out talking about, you know, the old days of news when all you had were your three channels and that's all you could watch. And then he goes into, kind of ripping on Fox a little bit. And then, it's all about the onion for
so
me.
So great. Yeah, I love songs like that because he sings it kind of seriously. Like you could Weird Al it up or do like a, but he's so, I don't know. He just does it with a straight face. It's just great.
I really hope he does this song tomorrow night. And I don't know that I'll be able to listen to it with a straight face. So we'll see how that goes.
That's great. So he's touring Wisconsin right now. I assume you guys will talk a little bit about that tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio. Everybody
Absolutely.
Should listen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if he comes up this way, we'll have to keep an eye out for him and see if we can help him put some butts in the seats or something. Really fun performer.
That would be great. And I bet he would love that. You can find more at his website, TomCastle.com. And then, of course, Max Inc. Radio, we're talking about that. Tom will be joining us tomorrow at 9. Our show starts live at 6, all across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a great show. I'm sure you've already heard it, but if you haven't, tune in tomorrow night, especially from 9 to 10. But the whole show is just phenomenal. You and Rocker and Jimmy do such a great job, Terry.
Oh, you are so kind, and we appreciate all the kindness that you have shown us. And I love Bar Band Friday. It's so much fun to be here with you.
It's your night. It's your special night. Terry, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and have a great show tomorrow
night. You guys, too, and all the listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. That's Civic Media's own Terry Barr, the gem of Civic Media. Would you call her a gem, Conrad? If hyperbole aside, would you call her a gem or a treasure?
Oh, national treasure.
A national treasure. Conrad ups the bar.
I see what you did there.
We've got a really fun slate of guests next week. Rob Thomas will be here. Monday night, we'll be talking movies and TV with Rob. We're going to break out Monday night especially. I think this is the season where everything is politics. We had the conventions, the debate, the presidential election is less than 2 months away, probably about 6 weeks away. And we are going to talk on Monday about political movies. My favorite probably all time is All the President's Men, but there are some great ones. And we'll talk about those on Monday as well. That'll be fun. And then David Desimone, I hope I'm saying this right. I have not made contact with this gentleman yet, but David Desimone, this was set up through the Wisconsin Historical Society. He'll be here. That's going to be a fun interview. TV's very own Mike Siegel will be here, host of Movie Break on TBS, If Walls Could Talk, and What You Get for the Money. Mike is always a fun guest. And then Carl and Peggy Hendricks from Hendricks Distillery will be here. Their operation is right here in Green Bay. Or I'm sorry, I think it's in Oshkosh, actually. But they make whiskey and vodka, and we are going to have a great talk about spirits. Not the haunted kind, Conrad, relax. But some good booze. We'll talk booze on Wednesday with the Hendricks family from the Hendricks Distillery. And then our popcorn pick of the week next week will be made by Poppin' Z Popcorn. Amy Zimmerman will be here. They're a local operation. And, of course, Bar Band Friday night. So great shows lined up, and we'll have some more guests added to that throughout the weekend. Well, how are we doing with our text? Did we get any, were people freaking out or what?
We did get a great text that you should read.
Is this Bob?
Bob from Madison.
Bob, yes. From the 608 says, I have an anti-superstition. Whenever I see a ladder, I go out of my way to walk under it. And I always tip over the salt shaker at a restaurant and then don't throw salt over my shoulder. I'm daring the superstition gods. Very brave man, Bobby B. there are people like that. They're just like, they can't deal with the stress of the fact that this might happen. So they just say, screw it, I'm doing this, and I'll let the chips fall where they may. How funny would it be, though, if Bobby is like in a full body cast right now? He had to like type this with his eye because he walked under a ladder. And you know, that's a great text, though, Bobby. Thank you.
I actually did that. When I was younger, I would do that.
Do what?
Like walk under ladders. And, yeah. You know, yeah.
I think the one, too, that I forgot that somebody mentioned throughout the show is step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Yep, yep.
And when I was a kid, I was like, well, I don't want that to happen. I love my mom. So, but then, you know, those are kind of the sillier ones you just sort of do. You don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ladder one. And the mirror, those are my two where I'm just like, I do try not to break mirrors. I don't think I ever have.
You know, I was the kid that would step on the crack and be like, sorry, Mom.
Every time you did that, your mom would wince and you don't even know what's going on. Hey, where is your mom? Okay? She hasn't texted in a while.
Well, I think my dad was doing the texting tonight.
Oh, okay. And then we have to do more. We have to include more talk about sex on the show, because that was a great
that was a great combo.
That's the thing Todd shared was very enlightening, and you know, Jim sort of amended the whole thing and put his own spin on it. He considers sleeping in the same bed with someone cuddling. I think you're trying to get off easy there, Jim, but no pun intended. But here's what we could amend this to. We could do, how about 2 minutes of foreplay, 28 minutes of knocking boots,
28.
Hey, when you get older, Conrad, you can't get to the finish line. It's impossible. So that is my vow to the listener. More sex talk. It's night-like sex talk. And we won't make it weird, though. We'll make it whimsical.
We'll make it about Shannon Sharp, mostly.
We'll make it about Shannon Sharp. We'll try to get as many sex tapes as we can, and we'll play them on the air. It'll be fun. So you got big plans this weekend? Tell us what you're going to do this weekend, though. Let's get out of here and start it.
Well, Bacon and Beer Fest. Wausau,
of course.
Gonna
That's
have
a
some
road trip.
Bacon and beer.
You're not gonna drink and drive, are you?
No, there is Ubers for that.
Okay, you can drink and ride. That's okay.
Going with my brother and then one of my brother's friends. Yeah,
very nice. Well, have a great trip, and all of you listening, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being here so much. Thank you to Jimmy Cuska. I hope. Did we Google the game?
I couldn't find it.
Okay. Well, hopefully Jimmy's. Hopefully they're taking it to him. He sounded like it was going to be a tough game. But thank you to Jimmy. Thank you to Terry, as always. And thank you for all the people I met at Sputnik Fest that helped us put that little bit together. We will be back Monday night with more Nightlight on behalf of Conrad and the Civic Media Radio family. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, join me as we start the new week barreling towards the presidential election. We'll have a week full of special guests, celebrity hosts, and you. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.